For Illinois Public Media, I'm Stephanie Orellana. Sacred harp singing is one of the oldest traditions in America. It's a non-denominational a cappella musical event where everyone, regardless of experience, can join in. For over 200 years, Sacred Harp has aimed to unite communities across the country. This year's Illinois State Sacred Harp Convention will be held in Urbana at the Channing Murray Foundation on Saturday, September 20th. To learn more, I'm joined by Jonathan Smith. He's a professor of musicology at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, who has studied the history of Sacred Harp tradition. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
So can you tell me, like, when did you first start doing Sacred Harp singing? Did you grow up with it?
Yeah, I first started when I was in college in the early 2000s. I'm originally from South Carolina, and I learned about a composer who compiled one of the songbooks who was also from South Carolina, and that just kind of got me interested, and there weren't many local groups, so I met a few people, and then I went to Georgia, and then went to Alabama, and then there's a Sacred Harp summer camp, and I went to that, and just got into it that way. So I've been singing this year 20 years.
Two decades. Yeah. So, like, can you tell me, like, what drew you in, or, like, what makes you keep going back?
It's definitely the people. I mean, I love the music. I love the sound of the music and, you know, kind of attaching the sound of a lot of songs to certain people over so many years. But it's the people, you know. My closest friends are Sacred Harp singers. You know, the relationships that I've formed, it is really the most important social musical thing of my life. I mean, all my research was based around it, so yeah.
You've also written about how Sacred Harp singing is often seen as a white tradition. I remember reading that. And so I was wondering, why do you think it's not more diverse?
That's a really complicated question, but there have been historically communities, mostly in South Alabama and Texas, of black sacred harp singing. But for the most part, it has remained mostly white. It, you know, when you look at any group of singers, and you may see that they're mostly white. And this is, I think, partly to do just by, you know, who's coming to it through various avenues. Sometimes people came to it like in the 60s and 70s through like the folk revival, which is also, you know, fairly white, even though they were, you know, working for a lot of equality and such. But yeah, so that's a tricky question because it's not really branched out the way that you'd think that it would, because anyone is able to come to these singings, you know, is open to anyone regardless of any backgrounds, but it still kind of remains the same, very similar demographic.
Yes, and following up on that, you've also studied how sacred harp singing has become much more diverse in recent years. Who is doing that work, and what does it involve?
It has become more diverse in that it's sort of outside of the South, where it's, you know, was primarily practiced through the early 20th century and the late 19th century. So just the communities that it's reached across the United States and in Europe has brought a diversity of singers, whether they be Christian, atheist, Jewish, and so forth, a lot of different backgrounds in that, as well as, you know, just a lot of world beliefs, lifestyles. A lot of different people are coming to it because it's kind of gone to particular places where the idea is that it's just like an open community where anyone can attend.
And I guess, how does that make you feel to be a part of a space like that and to keep fostering that?
I mean, it can be really overwhelming sometimes. You'll be singing and you're just singing, you're not thinking about anything, and then something just hits you and you feel a little choked up, or, you know, you feel emotional because sometimes it's, you know, you're with people that you really care about. Sometimes, you know, it's just like this amazing feeling of, oh, I'm here at this singing with, you know, I don't know, let's say I go to a singing I've never been to and I don't even know the people. I feel really connected to them because we're like connected through these like networks. And so it's this really amazing feeling that sometimes will hit you where you're like, wow, I don't know these people, but I'm doing this thing with them that's really important to us all. And we're coming together. It's just an amazing thing to think about and to realize that you're a part of.